Well, folks, it's a wonderful day. It's wonderful to be on the side of truth and understand how all of this is playing out for good. Once we see the entire show wrapped up, we will be thankful for how this is all playing out. For now, many are not quite sure what is going on, but it is a great time to tell them how we know we're going to win. Many Democrats and undecided are now on board with President Trump. Took a lot of things for this to play out, and then we're just comfy. Here we go. We're going to talk about it today. I wanted to start first. I was going to play this later on, but we're going to kick it off with this one because I love Rush Limbaugh so much, and I think this is pertinent for what we're hearing now.
I know they desperately want Trump gone, and I know that they desperately want it codified that Trump cannot run again, because make no mistake, they remain scared to death of you, and they remain scared to death of Trump. Trump, 75 million, 80 million votes. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going anywhere. Even if Trump does, you're not. They can't separate you from Trump. And more importantly, they can't separate you from the ideas. They can't separate you from MAGA. They can't separate you from Make America Great Again, which I think remains one of our big campaign strengths going forward. They believe that they can destroy this bond that exists between you and Trump if they somehow make Trump look bad, make Trump look like a reprobate, embarrass you about Trump. They can't do it because you came before Trump.
Oh, yeah, let's finish this. Very good. Love to see that. And we had something that was put out by President Trump's team for the campaign, and this pretty much sums up what they've been doing to him now that you guys know they found him guilty on 34 counts. Guilty of what? Nobody knows, but you'll see the positive in all this, and just hang in there.
Thank you for joining us here today. Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts.
This case is an abomination. You know, it's obviously political. 7 years to try to come up with this case. They're just wrong on the law.
The only crime that Donald Trump is being prosecuted for is the crime of running for president.
Political persecution at the highest level.
They've quite frankly given up on trying to beat him at the polls. Either going to steal it or stop it by law firm.
A Democrat prosecutor elected on a Get Trump platform.
What's going on here is a disgusting disgrace. It is war on Trump. It is war on the Republican Party. And it is a war on a republic.
This case is the weakest case I've seen in 60 years of teaching, practicing, and writing about criminal law.
And I doubt the New York indictment would have been brought against a defendant whose name was not Donald Trump.
This judge, I mean, you don't need a prosecutor if you have a judge like this. This judge is not on the level.
It's a terrible case, but the judge has been pretty much a rubber stamp on everything that Bragg has wanted to do.
They're perverting the system of justice. You know, that's where the danger lies, the corruption and subversion of our institutions by the left.
This is the Democrats' entire strategy, to confine President Trump to a dirty criminal courtroom and keep him off the campaign trail where he can bring his winning message to voters across this country.
New York has become a legal banana republic. They are so determined to get Donald Trump.
Look, convicting Donald Trump, that's all they have.
I think they have no cards. And they're depending upon Trump getting convicted.
That Trump train doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
The only verdict that matters is the verdict at the ballot box.
Oh, yeah. The victory happens at the ballot box. And so, again, all of this playing out day after day. And many folks are catching on to some great comms. Cowboy put out there, interesting coincidence that Trump's sentencing is scheduled for 7/11. What's the big deal about 7-Eleven? If we look at this 7-Eleven, we notice that Elon Musk posted checkmate for 7-Eleven, and we have 5/23 checkmate. And what's interesting is Elon Musk dropped 7.11 on that same timestamp. Kind of interesting, right? 5 months, 23 days later on. And so it's almost like everything's matching up to some type of movie scene that we're seeing play out. It's just a very strange how we keep getting one coincidence after another. All of this playing out so that someday we will see play out in front of us. Exactly how this was supposed to play out. Trump in 2023 sent us a reminder. If they indicted him, what would happen to the rest of them?
We will root out the corruption, bribery, and influence selling in our nation's capital, and we will start by exposing every last crime committed by crooked Joe Biden. Because now that he indicted me, we're allowed to look at him. But he did real bad things. We will restore law and order to our communities. And I will direct a completely overhauled DOJ to investigate every Marxist prosecutor in America for their illegal, racist, and reverse enforcement of the law. On day one, I will sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto our children. And I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate.
Oh, yeah, now that they've indicted me, we're allowed to look at them, these criminals. Now that Trump's been found guilty, the precedent has been set. It's time to retroactively go after every single war criminal president and do so without remorse or regret. Trump just opened the door that no one had dared to do so before. Indict every criminal who sat in the White House. Here's a reminder of an interview that happened a while back.
I want to read you something you wrote today on Truth Social. I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of the USA, Joe Biden, and the entire Biden crime family, and then on from there. But, I mean, would you really appoint someone? Where does this all end?
Well, they've opened up the box. Look, Bill Barr is a weak coward. And he didn't want to do anything on this. And yet, in many ways, a lot of people sort of, including me, I said, you know, I get it, because you don't want to go after sitting presidents and vice presidents and all of the things. So I sort of got it. Not necessarily a believer, but now they've opened up the Pandora's box. And now we're in a position where we can say, and look at the corruption in the Biden family, the millions and millions of dollars pouring in from China and other places. It's a disgrace. From Burisma, you take a look at the money coming in from Ukraine. So much money, and nobody does anything about that. Well, we're gonna get to it. And now we can do it, now, because now the box has been opened, the Pandora's box that has been opened, and it's been wide open. So I'm allowed to do that. People will say, now we get it.
Did you see what Senator Chuck Grassley said on the floor of the Senate today? He was talking about the FD 1023, he said that supposedly the FBI has information that the Burisma executive who bribed Joe Biden $5 million, Hunter Biden $5 million, has two recordings with Joe Biden. Do you believe that?
I do believe it. Yeah, I think they're crooked people. I think Joe Biden is a dishonest person. I think he's the most corrupt president in history. And you know, he uses the Justice Department. It's sad. But they use the FBI and the Justice Department, which were inclined toward this kind of thing anyway, but uses them to try and win elections. It's terrible. We're like a third world country.
They open Pandora's box. Remember that? John Galt put this out, sent it to me. Precedents established by President Trump. The presidents and former presidents can be impeached. They can be forced to reveal tax and business records. They can lose their executive privilege. They can lose their attorney-client privilege. This is presidents and former presidents. They can be forced to release private phone records and text messages. They can have their homes raided by the FBI. They can be subpoenaed by partisan committees. They can be repeatedly indicted and arrested. Lose their First Amendment right to free speech, lose the right to a jury trial. VP no longer has the authority to question validity of disputed electoral votes. The losing party no longer has authority to submit contingent electors when results are disputed. Presidents and former presidents don't have presidential immunity. Oh, all of this playing out. It's absolutely amazing. I got so much more to share with you. First, this will help you out with your skin. Well, are you looking for a product that will leave your skin feeling refreshed, radiant, and oh so calm? Look no further than the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. This isn't just your average cleanser. It's a moment of tranquility in a busy world. Infused with soothing ingredients, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser gently removes impurities while leaving your skin feeling nourished and balanced. Whether you're looking to pamper yourself or searching for the perfect gift, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser is the answer, and here's the best part. For a limited time, you can get 20% off the entire Charlize store when you use the code LT at charlize.beauty/LT. That's charlize.beauty/LT. So what are you waiting for? Treat yourself or a loved one to the gift of radiant, calm skin with the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. Go in the description box below and click on that link today, charlize.beauty/LT. Get your 20% off.
So let's look into a couple things, will we? Why is it we see all these investigations into people, but yet we never see an investigation into Bill and Hillary Clinton? I mean, Bill has multiple credible SA accusations against him with actual evidence, but yet we see no investigation. When we look at the flight logs and the number of people that have been on Epstein Island, I think Bill's name shows up as one of the highest, but yet no investigation. How about the Bill and Hillary Foundation, which according to their books lost millions upon millions of dollars, which have never been accounted for. And for some reason, they don't have to account for it, but I have to account for every penny that's in my bank account. What about the millions upon millions of dollars that went missing that was supposed to go to Haiti? Nobody's ever accounted for where that money is. Where is that money and why has there been no investigation? And why did the donations to Bill and Hillary Clinton's foundation plummet? And I mean plummet when she lost the election. Again, this is all public record with her foundation. Not a single investigation. No investigations into Uranium One or the events that really happened in Benghazi or the fact that she knowingly lied on the congressional floor but yet was never charged. How about the origins of Russia collusion? In which they found that that dossier was fake. They knew it was fake, but yet our own DOJ used it to get an illegal warrant by claiming it was a verified document, knowing it wasn't, to spy on a candidate, then a sitting president, then used that as a precipice to try to remove a duly elected president. So Hillary Clinton denied the results of the 2016 election and is already denying the results of the 2024 election by claiming the Republicans are working to steal it. Now, the Federal Election Commission fined the DNC and Hillary Clinton $1 million, but yet no charges. It's funny, all of those emails. Where are those emails? See, we were told the DNC was hacked, but yet there was never an investigation. The FBI never did an investigation because the DNC wouldn't allow them, but they wanted to claim Russia did it. Just in case those emails came out, they can say, see, Russia collusion. Donald Trump had this done, but yet no investigation was ever done to this day to prove that the Russians did it. Why is it that the FBI confirmed that Hillary Clinton had documents she should have never had, classified, shared classified documents she should have never had, and had them stored on an outside server she should have never had? Then when she was told not to touch the evidence, she deleted 30,000 emails, bleach bit the computer, then destroyed every single one of her devices, but yet not an investigation. And what investigation was done by the FBI proved that she violated the law, but not a single charge, not a single indictment. It's amazing, all of these things that we know about Bill and Hillary Clinton, and I barely scratched the surface, but yet not an investigation, charge, or indictment. Because, you know, nobody's above the law.
All of this playing out day after day, and we have to keep the reminders going. We have to keep the reminders that these folks were criminals and nothing happened to them. And we have to hope and pray that when this all ends, when this all plays out, we can see everything that we've been talking about for the past 6-7 years. The evil ones are exposed and finally put away when they thought they would basically win and get by with murder. Rob Cunningham put this out. Sentencing set 4 days before the RNC convention to nominate Trump. It's all great news for America and the world. Number one, Trump presidential victory is sealed. The precedent now set for Bush, Clinton, Obama arrests. Overturn on appeal guaranteed. Top to bottom, Department of Justice corruption exposed. The U.S. Supreme Court will be forced to conduct emergency review of case and make a ruling. The Supreme Court is a captured entity that fully understands they uphold the law or individually face Uniform Code of Military Justice treason trial for violating their sworn oaths to the Constitution. No civilian admirably law court can override a UCMJ protected commander-in-chief, no matter the amount of propaganda they use. The commander-in-chief, Trump, is untouchable. He's simply leading the swamp rats to their final resting places. The Brunson case verdict remains a proverbial nuclear weapon that can be deployed to eradicate the vast majority of House and Senate members for violating their sworn oaths on January 6, 2021 by unconstitutionally certifying the 2020 election without an investigation. President Trump holds all the cards. Watch him win it all. Election interference is treason. All found guilty must forfeit all personal, family, and corporate assets to the U.S. Treasury. Keep it coming. This information is absolutely overwhelming. We were reminded years ago on this, for the days, coming days ahead, ask yourself an honest question. Why would a billionaire, President Trump, who has it all, fame, fortune, a warm and loving family, friends, etc., want to endanger himself and his family by becoming president of the United States? Why would he want to target himself and those he cares about? Does he need money? Does he need fame? What does he get out of all of this? Does he want to make the U.S. world a better place for his family and for those good and decent people who have long been taken advantage of? Perhaps he could not stomach the thought of mass murders occurring to satisfy Moloch. Perhaps he could not stomach the thought of children being kidnapped, drugged, and raped while leaders, law enforcement of the world turn a blind eye. Perhaps he was tired of seeing how certain races, countries, and, you know, all of those were being constantly abused and kept in need and poor and suffering, all for a specific purpose. Perhaps he could not in good consciousness see the world burn. Ultra Peppy Lives Matter, if it wasn't for Trump, I would barely even know a deep state existed. I had no idea just how rigged the system really was until he pulled back the curtain, told us all the truth, and then was subsequently persecuted for doing so. Trump gave us a movie, a visual presentation that could viscerally wake people up like never before. Myself and countless others have become wise citizen journalists thanks to this unveiling, and I am so grateful to be awake during this pivotal moment in history. President Trump put this out again.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
While these ads are powerful and tremendous, and they're looking for support for his campaign, well, it's not working out for the deep state, because the support is rolling in. Many folks are looking to give to President Trump. When Red is down, where you can actually provide, Dan Scavino put this out there, it was down due to the overwhelming amount of support out there all across America. Stay strong and thank you. The site will be up and running again. So not only that, if you went to Google and you typed in how to donate to Trump, well, that was the biggest search after President Trump was found guilty. folks are looking to how to donate to Trump on Google. That means, man, they're probably freaking out. Well, then we saw this breaking following Trump's guilty verdict. New York venture capitalist Sean McGuire just announced that he has donated $300,000 to the Trump campaign. He donated to Hillary Clinton in 2016 and didn't support Trump in 2020. He said, quote, "I know that I'll lose friends for this. Some will refuse to do business with me. The media will probably demonize me, as they have so many others before me. But despite this, I still believe it's the right thing to do." Whew. Fletch 17, a reminder, a lot of us got upset when they impeached Trump, got upset when they impeached him again, upset when Biden won and stole the election in 2020. We were upset when he got his mugshot, when the lawsuit started coming out, when the judge assigned was corrupt. We got upset when nobody was arrested except Trump. Nobody from the Epstein list was arrested. We got upset when Hunter wasn't arrested. But every single time Trump was comfy, golfing, spending time with his grandchildren, and doing a ton of rallies and posting video after video of him telling us to hold on, never give up. He's fighting for us. Don't lose hope. And reposting meme after meme about nothing can stop what is coming. Let me ask one question. Has Trump ever been wrong? Nope. Stay the course. Trump has this. He has them exactly where he wants them. The deep state just made their fatal move. What happens next will be biblical. Way to go, Fletch 17. Good words. I've got a lot more to share with you on all of this, folks, and some many other things coming out. First, I wanted to remind you that we're at andweknow.com, andweknow.com. Go to that website. You can find all of our social media clicks, our Facebook, our Instagram, and so much more. You can send pictures through the contact. Just click on contact. It has a photos drop-down list. Click on that. Send us your photos. Send us your questions and more. And also, we have a site called thepatriotlight.com. It has politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. You want to check that out. And we have our shop, shop.andweknow.com. We have the new Romans 8:28 hoodies and t-shirts. If you guys didn't know about that, check this out, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good. You get that for good really large with those beautiful waves on there. Man, what a great-looking set of gear. And also, you can find our accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and more. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Let me say this. My mind was not made up before, but it is definitely made up now. And I will definitely be voting for Donald Trump because the weaponization of the legal system, it is so blatant, and this corruption cannot stand. Whether I like Donald Trump or not, which I don't, I feel that it is essential that I vote for him because I must stand against the lawfare that was put on display by the Democratic Party, Alvin Bragg, all of these folks. And it's a shame because I'm a New Yorker. I live here in New York. And as a black man who lives in the United States and in New York, I know what it's like to have the legal system used against you, specifically targeting you. So, I mean, bro, at the end of the day, to expect us to just sit back and watch this happen and just ride with it like it's okay, like we're stupid and we don't see what's going on, that's crazy. Because if you can do something like this to a former president of the United States, just imagine, people, imagine what they can do to us. I'm sorry, but I'm all in. Trump 2024.
All in. Trump 2024, it's not working for them. But of course, the Communist News Network has to have their say-so in all this. They called it a majestic day to get President Trump on all these counts. Here you go.
We've been
holding our breath as a country for a long time, waiting for the cavalry to arrive in the form of the rule of law. And it did arrive today, and it's a majestic day. And we are rightly saying the system worked like clockwork, and the jury was diligent and attentive, and the judge was firm and gentle. All those things are right, but their abilities to do that while hailstorms in the form of Trump and his supporters railed on all sides of them was precisely because the judge is cloaked in a robe, which is to say the rule of law. His authority was not simply his personality or charisma. It was the system that he embodied, and that at least in that room, and that's the agreement we've made as a country, would in fact prevail, did in fact prevail. Donald Trump is a different person now. He's a convict. He's not innocent until presumed guilty. He is guilty. He will get bail, it's true, but he's in a whole different status in society, in the legal system, in the rule of law. That's not only fitting, but a kind of miracle is too strong a word, but a really a day for celebration just because of the work like clockwork of the system, powered by not the personalities, but the law.
They're losing their mind. Who else is losing? Oh, yeah, you go to Fox. I mean, they've got some folks you might want to listen to, like maybe watching this movie play out. I thought I had that earlier when I was going to share it, but I can't find it now, about the movie that's playing out in front of all of us. Oh, yeah, I've still got it. Should I show that? No, we'll show that in a minute. First, listen to the Trump hater Shannon Bream defend Biden's Gestapo Department of Justice. That's why Trump's fallen, Fox News, excuse me, is falling apart.
Listen, but the Biden administration's not responsible for this trial.
How can you say the Biden administration's not responsible for this trial?
It's a state trial. It's Alvin Bragg. Whether you think there's a political motive for him, it's not connected to the DOJ. I mean, Shannon, the feds passed on these election charges.
Shannon, you should look at how many logs they have of state officials, Letitia James, Fannie Willis, visiting the White House, and then tell me that this is not a Biden trial. I don't
care. The feds pass on this case is the point I'm
making. You're right. The feds pass on this case. Also, D.A. Cy Vance passed on this case and
years ago, and then it came back.
And Bragg passed on this case. You know when it came back? When he decided to run for office. Mm-hmm. So tell me how that's not an indication that Joe Biden, who just sent his campaign down here with Robert De Niro yesterday, isn't a part of this. Frankly, any question that we had of that was squashed yesterday. And if you have even more concerns about whether he's involved in this, look at the fact that he is publicizing, literally publicizing, for tonight to have a speech if a verdict comes out. That's a sad state of affairs. Meanwhile, our country is falling apart. He's got...
Way to go, Alina Hama. She takes over once again. Surprised they still bring her on the show. I mean, for all we know, that Fox is supposed to be turning the minds, but of course they have to have somebody in there. Just debates all the things that are going on. Laura Logan, just a quick recap of the Juan Merchan Alvin Bragg show trial in New York City. The Soros-funded DA elevated a misdemeanor to a felony despite lowering 60% of all felonies for actual criminals in his jurisdiction. The lead prosecutor resigned his position as the third highest ranking member of Biden's DOJ to join Alvin Bragg's team. Get that? Left the Biden side and went over to help old Alvin out. Kind of reminds me of the chipmunks. Alvin! Okay, anyway. The judge donated to Joe Biden and has a daughter who raised millions of dollars to four Democrats off the Trump prosecutions. Oh. The other lead prosecutor also donated to Joe Biden. More stuff connected to Biden. The lead witness that the whole case relies on is a convicted perjurer and serial liar who admitted during the trial to stealing money from the Trump organization. The judge put a gag order on Donald Trump for pointing out the political conflicts of interest of the people prosecuting him. Oh, the crime relies on the idea that Trump paid off Stormy Daniels to conceal another crime, which is not mentioned in the indictment. The judge barred Trump's defense from explaining to jury that no campaign finance violation occurred, but allowed prosecutors to assert as fact in their closing that there was. Sounds like J6 trials, doesn't it? The judge cleared out the courtroom when Michael Cohen's former attorney was exonerating Trump, but allowed the prosecution to bring in Stormy Daniels to talk about whether or not Trump used a you-know-what judge barred a former FEC commissioner from testifying that Trump did nothing wrong. The judge is allowing the jury to not have to reach a unanimous verdict. That's right. They didn't have to be unanimous. It could have been 4-4, you know, split, 2-2-2, whatever. Didn't matter. But all of this, grasshoppers in there, showing you once again how when President Trump dropped on Truth Social, does anybody ask why the government under Soros-backed District Attorney Alvin Bragg failed to bring in a long list of witnesses that they so viciously threatened everybody with? I'm not allowed to say the names because of the unconstitutional gag order that I'm under. And he, of course, points out that this is election interference. Well, that connects perfectly with 339 when he posted at 1303-39. They knew George Soros was going to mess with the numbers. This was the plan. A very special place. What would be the penalty for stealing elections? So George Soros has pointed out in Donald Trump's Truth Social, and he uses the timestamp, uses that timestamp 339, and it points straight to George Soros. You gotta be kidding me. Just another coincidence, probably, right? Another one would be that you go over to Fox, and all of a sudden, as you're watching the show, for those that don't pay attention to the Intel board, the Q board, they found this.
Not even near the third part of this movie.
No.
You know what I mean? It's like the way this whole thing has been going with Trump since 2015, or even before, it's like it works like a movie. There's a first act, there's a second. I feel that this is the buildup to whatever is going to happen. That's why it's like I had this built into the system.
He didn't have to say the 17th letter, did he? He simply had to tell people, I think we're watching a movie. Imagine that. I wonder what he's been reading, where he's been going to find his info. Because if we remember right, when we went to the cue board, 4904 said, all three movies are playing simultaneously. Do you find it interesting that everything discussed in the past is somehow making news as of late? Guardian of the pedophiles. Yeah, we got them all guarded. Panic in D.C. Oh, they're freaking out. And you got FISA Gate with Obama in the lead and Comey and all these others that just seem to keep showing up. The trilogy, movie one, Fool, the start, the plot, how the intelligence apparatus, State Department, and Department of Justice of the United States, in joint effort with our primary foreign allies and other covert assets, as directed by Hussein, the White House, in coordination with HRC, Clinton, colluded and conspired to rig the presidential election of 2016 in an effort to install HRC, frame the President of the United States for projection, and create emergency contingencies regarding the installation of safeguards and firewalls to prevent exposure or continuation of presidency should counter fail to ensure operators, actors, agents of power, past and present, remain in control. Oh, yeah. Movie 2, coming this fall. Movie 3, to be announced. We've had the impeachment. We've had the criminals. We've had the treasonous acts. Boy, and then we're told to enjoy the show. This is caught by True Stormy Joe. When Trump gave his presser, he gave two clues. History books and X-1000. Man, this is a great catch for Stormy Patriot Joe. Check this out.
Okay, on Eye of the Storm, we've been talking about that POTUS is most likely going to be found guilty, but all things kind of work out at the end. There's always a reason. And I think POTUS gave us a couple hints that's exactly where all this is going, okay? So let's take a listen. He says two things. He says, 1,000 times worse, and he says history books, okay?
That gag order, far worse than that, by 1,000 times worse than that. The worst I've ever heard, but I can't talk about it. It'll be talked about, but I'm not allowed to talk about it. But it'll be talked about in the history books.
Boom. Okay, so what am I talking about? Well, on Eye of the Storm, we've been talking about Now Comes the Pain, and there's that symbol that Q uses for that, and that's in Q 4686. And there's the connection about the thousand times that POTUS referenced. But here's what I'm talking about with the case. Equal justice under the law as written. Okay. Is that what's going on with Trump? Or are we seeing something a little bit different there? Okay. But here's the bigger connection. Okay. This goes back to when Donald Trump was impeached back in December of 2019. This was Q 37-28, and people were really down emotionally when POTUS got impeached, okay? And Anon had written to the board and said, thanks for standing watch with us for a little while on this emotional night. We are with you, and POTUS, please pass that on to him. And Q replied back to this Anon for a little comfort and a little further explanation, okay? Hey, friend, patriot, hold your head up high. Really important here. POTUS was not harmed in any way today other than on paper history books. Okay? So think about Trump being found guilty on paper. Is he really going to be harmed? Can he take care of it with an appeal? Those types of things. Okay? And what is Trump really doing? And he's been saying it. Sometimes you must sacrifice yourself for the greater good. That's exactly what he's doing. Look at the next note. He's been saying it on his rallies. I will gladly take all these slings and arrows for you, POTUS. That's what he's doing. Even that can be undone, like I was saying, on an appeal. And here's where it ties into that mass pop awakening cue to start all this. The enormity of what's coming will shock the world. Pray, Q. Okay? Boom.
Boom. Makes me want to get a grass-fed steak, take it out in the back, and grill it up. What do you think? Folks, remember we had that great interview with Chloe from Parker Pastures? Well, she has your one-stop destination for premium, sustainable, and ethically sourced meats. At Parker Pastures, they pride themselves on providing top-quality grass-fed beef and lamb that is not only delicious, but also good for you and the earth. Their animals roam freely on lush Colorado pastures, ensuring they lead happy and healthy lives before ending up on your plate. When you choose Parker Pastures, they're supporting local farmers and sustainable agricultural practices. Their commitment to transparency means you'll always know where your meat comes from and how it was raised. Say goodbye to factory farm meats and hello to flavorful, nutrient-rich options that are better for you and the environment. Experience the difference with Parker Pastures. Order online today by clicking on the special link provided below this video and taste the difference for yourself. Join them in their mission to promote sustainable agriculture and savor the natural goodness of grass-fed meats. Parker Pastures, where quality, taste, and sustainability meet. Well, if you guys didn't know, Susan Telemontes walked away from the Democrat Party in California after 12 years. Boy, they're falling apart, aren't they?
Eggman. Thank you, Mr. President and members. I'd like to say, as a progressive, proud member of this body for the last 12 years, I'm done. I'm done with us protecting people who would buy and abuse our children. I'm done. I don't want to send more black and brown men to prison. I don't want more people in prison, but I don't want people buying girls. I don't want people buying little girls anymore. And I'm tired of saying it's okay and that we have to protect the men who do it. As a mental health professional and as a social worker, I can tell you I've spent my entire career working with people who have been wounded. I'm not going to say beyond repair, but they have been wounded to their core by the abuse that's been heaped on them, oftentimes by those that they love and look to protect them. And if their parents won't do it, then by God, we should. Again, I am not arguing that we open the gates to flood our prisons with people, but I am arguing that we have a moral responsibility to say enough, enough. We have given away enough on this area, and we've got to move back into the center, or we all look like fools and laughing stocks. And what do we stand for? I ask all of you to watch the documentary that Senator Grove was in, Senator from Kern County was just in, that talked about this very place in Sacramento where girls are being bought and sold. Men are being given a little slap in the hand or a couple days, and then they're back out again, and they do the same thing. They get caught over and over and over again, and somehow that's okay. It's not okay. It is not okay anymore, and no more on my watch. And like I said, I'm leaving, but the rest of you who are going to be here for a while, let's get our stuff together and really start focusing on some of the important things. We talk about learning, and we talk about being safe. This is like at the core of it. And a lot of these kids can be throwaway kids. They're poor kids. They're kids of color. But they shouldn't have to live a life determined by what happens to them by others at a very young age and by have the Democratic Party of California say it's okay. It's not okay. And I'm not doing it anymore, and I hope none of you do too. We have to be able to draw a line, and for me, I'm drawing a line. I urge your I-vote.
She's done. Done with protecting people who would buy and abuse our children in California. What else is going on in California? Well, there's a history teacher just sued the Elk Grove Education Association over a positioning openly excluding whites.
In an unprecedented move, they actually decided to require, with this most recent position, they require you to check a box identifying as a person of color in order to run. I'm prohibited from running for a leadership position simply because of my race. This kind of racial litmus test is illegal, and it's un-American, and that's why I'm taking them to court. And it's shocking, for one. The idea that the color of my skin has anything to do with my capabilities is utterly inappropriate.
California. I think they're actually going to be, they're talking about putting devices in your car. Or they're going to charge you 30 cents, right, for every mile that you drive to keep you from getting out there on the roads. Just one crazy thing after another with all of this information moving forward. Somebody from Team Dilly posted this meme, and I thought you guys might enjoy it. This is called Prepared for the Democrats of America by the Dilly Meme Team. Those that are listening, if you can just envision what you're going to see on the screen, they basically show videos of Pelosi and Biden and any other Democrat that you can think of.
Usually, the mentally retarded are divided into classifications. The educable, the trainable, and the custodial. Obviously, we can only assess the abilities or potential of the mentally retarded on an individual basis. Seemingly random motions and movements are fairly common among the custodial retarded, and they may take many forms. Sometimes there are motions which seem to have no meaning whatever, and may even cause unintentional self-inflicted injuries. The vast majority of the mentally retarded are intelligent enough that they can be taught a great many things. However, there's a wide range of ability even among those considered educable, and their ability to learn obviously varies according to their level of intelligence. Equally important is a stimulating environment. However, we must remember to set realistic standards that are not too high for the individual. Many of the trainable retarded can learn to take certain kinds of household responsibilities, some of which may be more complex than they are usually given credit for. It would be wrong to expect a mentally retarded person to become a master craftsman. The standards are too high. But even in the skilled trades, for example, the mentally retarded can be trained to become valuable assistants. Who are the mentally retarded? They are people. They come in both sexes and in all sizes, shapes, creeds, and colors. Wherever people live, there also live the mentally retarded.
So hopefully you enjoyed that part of this. The things that they throw at us, of course, are coming up for June. Some have pulled back from this. They have not joined in, but somebody said, you know what, we're going to start fighting back. Check this out.
The weak and gay agenda is about to be shoved down our throats for the next month. What are we having month? Celebrating American nationalism. Or a family month for all of the mothers and fathers out there that have fought for their children. Lemon. I will never allow for children to be sexualized, groomed, and indoctrinated. And with all due disrespect, I am done peddling to the pedophiles that this flag represents.
Yep. I've been talking about this for several years now. Why do they try so hard to show us what they do behind their closed doors? Why do we need to know, and why should we care? First, it was, hey, please just accept us. Take our immoral behavior and just please accept us. And then it's, well, now that we've been accepted, we want to change marriage so that we can say man and woman, they're not the only ones that should be able to get married according to Scripture. No, we can't go there. Let's go a step further and redefine how people look at us. So we're going to tell them that we're so scared because people are threatening our lives, and now we want you to protect us legally. And now, if you say anything bad against us, we will have you arrested. I mean, they just play you one situation after another, just like they played us with the COVID scam, telling everyone how many deaths were on the screen every single day to scare everybody so that it would run down the moment that this gene therapy shot showed up and get this thing put into your body. It was their plan to depopulate the earth, and we know that now. Well, it's playing out in Japan now. I'm going to show you this clip because they're talking about it on open television now. Big TV stations, and I'm going to read the translation as these guys talk. The so-called experts say it's okay, it's safe. They assert this continually. Everyone who said it's safe is a liar. Since 2021, whether it's Moderna or Pfizer, they all have started saying that it's possible to produce this. Then there are these new issues, smoking cessation, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and platelet phenomena. The creators themselves have already started talking about these. But in Japan, none of it was reported. Especially on YouTube, the internet made it worse. If you mentioned vaccines, you'd get banned, so we had to call it injections. Injections? It's insane censorship. In the end, did you get the vaccine? I didn't get it, I didn't get it, I didn't get it. Why didn't you tell everyone not to get it? I didn't say don't get it, but I... Let me go back to that. Excuse me, he's talking super fast. Good night, I got to go back to this one. I didn't get it because I didn't agree with the concept. There was a time when data from the Ministry of Health that infection rates were actually higher among those who had received their vaccine. Yes, that's right, twice. I'd like to ask about vaccine after effects. At one point, I suddenly couldn't walk, and after walking about 100 steps, I would become short of breath and unable to walk. Continued, and when I went to the hospital, five hospitals couldn't determine the cause. Finally, at one hospital, they also practiced Chinese medicine. They said it was a side effect of the vaccine. Vaccine side effect. This is true for all vaccines, not just the COVID-19 vaccine. All vaccines. Since February 1977, 3,600 cases. There have been 158 deaths acknowledged. But with COVID-19, starting from February 2021, there's been 7,230 cases with 567 deaths acknowledged. This is about 100 to 110 times more than other vaccines. Wow. To be honest, there were far fewer deaths before the Delta variant. With Omicron, the number of severe cases drastically decreased. However, the number of deaths has increased tremendously. The current issue is that people are dying. Dying. And these are just the numbers that they share. Folks, there's people throughout all different countries, there's deaths where they don't report them as a vaccine. We know that. We know how it's playing out day in and day out. Of course, if you go over to those politicians who are trying to fight against this, the top European Union lawmaker, he made a gruesome discovery. Somebody made a gruesome discovery. Let me bring this down. They found anti-vax MEP murdered in his car with a zip tie around his neck. So if you stand up and go against these jabs, you're going to be found dead is what's basically happening. It's really sad. The whole world's learning and growing, waking up every single day. And we're waking up to our money also, what they're trying to do to tie us down with CBDC. Supposedly the House passed a bill to prohibit CBDC by the Federal Reserve. But Dr. Kirk Elliott and I had a conversation, and this is going to air Sunday, folks. You don't want to miss it. And he has a theory on what's really going on. And then there's this U.S. economy, a crisis warning coming from a Russia banker, big-time banker. And we have the reminder with silver going up about our assets and why it's important to allocate into precious metals. I mean, amazing interview. Also, he brought up some really good biblical principles for us. I hope you don't miss it Sunday. Here's a clip from that.
This bill, and I don't want to, you know, give up hope, right? I'm not, because God's still in charge.
Right.
But this, to me, is just political theater so politicians can say, look, we are fighting this thing. We really were. You should vote for us. We don't want your freedoms to go away. But what's bigger than this is there are people that are rising up. Like Norway, for example. So Norway just passed a bill like earlier this week that said they're not going to outlaw cash in Norway, like most of the other European countries are. People, if they want to go to a grocery store or any store and pay cash, you can't say no to offering a good or service.
So that kind of reminds me, you guys have to check out the whole video on Sunday. It reminds me of what I was told the other day. I believe it was Jamie was telling me that she went in to pay with cash in somewhere in California. I guess they had something to eat with her friends. And they said, sorry, we don't do cash here. And she watched something online where somebody said it's against the law. So she told them, no, it's against the law for you. Do you realize that you have to pay? If I'm allowed, I should be able to pay in cash, and it's against the law if you tell me I can't. That person said, oh, yeah, you're right. Let me go get the manager. So they try to threaten you and tell you, no, you can't pay with cash. But then you find out if you know the law, you can actually force these folks. And she forced them, and they had to go get their cash, and she paid. And that's a great learning for all of us as we grow day in and day out. With all of the restrictions they're trying to impose on us, to know our laws, right? Pretty amazing. I wanted to play this at the end here, just to share at the end. Ultra Pepe Lives Matter. When Pontius Pilate told Christ that he had the power to crucify him or set him free, and Jesus looked him straight in the eyes and said, you have no power but that which the Father gave you. Sometimes I think about this moment in awe. I mean, wow, really? Let that sink in. Pilate really thought he was in control of the situation, but little did he know he was simply a pawn in a divine plan. Think about the freedom Christ was living in, that he refused to fight the will of God, even when allowing that will to bring him to the cross. Often we find it easy to doubt God when something happens in our lives that we don't understand, makes us uncomfortable or uneasy. But what if we had the faith to look at our perceived problems dead in the eyes and tell them that you have no power but that which my Father gave you? Imagine how much rest we could live in if we stopped living as if we were orphans in this world and we knew, I mean really knew, that God was working all things for our benefit, even our crosses. True freedom is rest in God. That is why it is said that those who conquered the promised land received rest. Think about a situation you're living through today and ask God if it's something you need to look in the eyes and say, God is in control. I'm his son, daughter, and he's working all things out for my good. I'm not an orphan. He's with me.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for all that you continue to do in and through our lives. We understand now more than ever that all these things that are playing out against President Trump are designed in such a way what we, many of us, would believe is a movie, but ultimately we know you're in control. You put into the hearts and the minds of the people that are putting all of this out and together to wake up the masses, and how brilliant it is that you put this together using so many folks to not only bring the truth to many, but to have folks before their knees to the throne while they're in the foxhole begging for mercy and grace in their lives, not knowing day in and day out what's going to happen to them financially, physically, and more. We ask that you continue to guide and direct our lives. Help us to speak to our friends, to share the truth. Help us as we go about this journey this year, a definite, huge fight before us. We can see it, we sense it, but bring peace beyond understanding. May we share that with others. Please protect us from the enemy. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in once again. Thank you for your support. Again, just a reminder that this Monday, we would probably have an interview uploaded for you to watch, because I'm trying to take a day off for our anniversary. And thank you for your prayers and your support there. Please hit the follow button, the share button, and subscribe. We really appreciate that. And share with your friends and family. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Amway Know, signing out.